Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestradino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the last week of May 2020 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, here we are back again for another round of what's happening in the news with our News AF team. Here's a man who is the star of Instagram's breakout series, Nature with Tyson. Here he is, the great Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop.
Nature with Tyson is the internet phenomenon taking the entire web by storm. And when you said the last week of May, I thought you were going to say the last week ever. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Does he know something?
Yeah, it's all coming down.
Yeah.
So good to hear that it's at least you, unbeknownst to you, it's not the last week.
Were you worried it was the last week of News AF or the last week of Earth?
Both.
Or the universe?
All.
Yeah. Whoa, the universe?
Yeah.
You know, eventually this galaxy will collide with another galaxy.
Mm-hmm. But that's not imminent, right?
No. No, we've got time.
Yeah. Okay. Tyson, the Nature with Tyson, my kids are still huge fans.
They good. Are I'll keep it going.
They're running around and they see lizards or animals or bugs and they say, Nature with Tyson.
Get that on camera, Rob, and submit it.
I'm not going to follow them all day with the phone and then see what they see.
Well,
if they can find something that's slow moving and then identify it and then say, Dad, get the phone, I'll take out the phone and I'll, but I'm not going to be one of these people that's just filming them all day.
Yeah, I get it. And Nature with Tyson will continue to go until your kids are no longer fans.
Yeah. Well,
when they come to you and are like, I'm so bored of Nature with Tyson, then I'll end it all.
No, I need to pick your brain and get your aphid fighting the defense strategy. We're having an aphid issue in the garden.
You call them aphid?
What do you call
aphid?
Them? Aphid?
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 Well, yeah.
Whatever. Nature with Rob.
Okay. I mean, you can spray for them, and that's probably the easiest. Mm-hmm. You can also just blast them off with the hose every once in a while, and that works okay. But if you can go to a garden store and buy like 3,000 ladybugs, your kids will have a lot of fun doing that, and ladybugs will destroy those aphids.
Mm-hmm. They just sell 3,000 ladybugs at the...
Yeah, some places will.
I'd like to buy 1,000 ladybugs, good sir.
It might be too late in the season to buy them, but if you should see if you can buy them.
Boy. Okay. All right. We'll have to look into that. All right. A man who is owns zero ladybugs. Here is Danny Bryson.
Zero.
He's a one-cat man.
I could get you 1,000 ladybugs. I see them all the time.
Prove it then, because then he wouldn't have to spend 20
bucks.
You
know what? You're right. Nature with Tyson. Next time I see the...
Can you flip them?
They are on top of the mountains here in huge quantities. Like, it's very hard not to step on hundreds of them. And I don't know why they're only on the top of the mountain, but they just congregate there in massive groups.
Hundreds of ladybugs.
Thousands.
Eating balls.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Not in balls either. They're just spread out over all the rocks.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Danny did submit a rattlesnake to me the day... that was a couple weeks ago, but
that was 2 weeks ago.
Video.
I almost stepped on that bastard.
Yeah, it was a beautiful video.
I was walking up this trail, and I was wondering why my headphone was making... I've blown the speaker in my Apple ear pods. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell? And then it coiled up right as I was about to step on it, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, oh, rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was
Beware.
Your reaction. Yeah.
No, I jumped. I mean, I always jump. And then from then on, as you know, now you're hypersensitive to every stick that looks like it could be a snake. So after that experience, for the rest of the run, I was leaping and screaming.
Your heart rate was 240.
I was through the roof. It's caused permanent damage. And so, yeah, after you see one snake, your run is ruined. You might as well turn around and go home because now you're going to be scared of everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
That's true.
We've got some big nature stories to be talking about right now because we've talked about, you know, a lot of stuff going on in 2020. We talked about the murder hornets a couple of weeks ago. Tyson, is it just me? Did the is murder hornets over? Did that come and go?
Yeah, they got pushed out by cannibal rats.
Yeah, that came and went, man. It's one of those things where
is over. Are we good?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm good here in Phoenix. Those murder hornets will not brave the dryness and temps.
They will catch fire mid-flight as they try to get to.
So I'm fine.
Yeah,
I think you're still in the danger zone somewhere, Rob, like, along the coast.
The murder hornets were everywhere, and then somebody posted a video of a praying mantis just destroying a murder hornet. And then it was like, well, here's a video of a praying mantis eating a murder hornet. Murder hornet. Ah, we're not that scared anymore.
The feel good video of the year.
Yes. It's praying mantis. That's our friend, our ally.
I have 30 praying mantis egg sacks on order on their way to my house. Yeah. And that is true. Because I'm buying all the predatory bugs and putting them all over my house.
You have a moat of predatory bugs to protect you from the worst threats.
Yes,
that would be a pretty good moat. That would be a terrifying moat.
Green lace wings, praying mantis, and ladybugs all on order.
Okay.
So praying mantis is our new savior, and we thank you, praying mantis.
All hail praying mantis.
All praying mantis. Mm-hmm.
The minute the praying mantis came up, that's when they started pushing the cannibal rat. And they're actually saying to people, beware, if you see a rat, they're super aggressive. Stay
not
away.
My experience, Danny.
Well, at the end of the day, you could just punt one.
Yeah,
if you got too close.
Yeah,
but I mean, I could see a giant rat coming at you.
Lethargic dying rat recently.
Yeah, that wasn't a cannibal rat. That was one of the ones that was cannibalized.
I don't know.
It looked pretty cute. It looks too cute to be a baby rat.
Yeah,
some people think rats are cute, Tyson.
Rats are cute, but it was cuter than a rat.
Yeah.
It was nice and fluffy. It looked like a chinchilla, chinchilla or something.
I got a DM from somebody who also said it was a chinchilla. I said, okay, let's go with that.
Yeah, it was teeny and puffy and cute. It could have been a little chinchilla. So I guess murder hornets are out now because that was all that was in the headlines for a week or two there.
Yeah.
Right? And now you don't even see that anymore.
Well,
but what we are seeing is something else, right, Rob?
We are seeing something else. Danny is distracting me with the cannibal rats. You want to stop
cannibal rats
for a second?
Dude, have you not seen the headlines?
Yeah,
rats are always cannibals, dude.
No.
Yeah.
Tyson, they're saying that the pandemic has, you know, lowered the amount of food that's being dropped at Subway.
Oh, I understand
you understand?
Yeah.
So this is the next level. They've leveled up.
Cannibalism.
Cannibal rats have leveled up.
This is perfect because this is exactly what we need to eradicate the rats. So it's like now nature is taking its course as the rat population of New York can no longer be sustained because there's not as much garbage. So but rats historically have always been cannibals and they're very feisty creatures when they need to be.
Yeah, they're not stuffy. They won't turn down a nice meal of another rat if that rat looks susceptible to
a nice warm dead rat meal.
Yeah.
Tyson, I love how you see the world of the animal food chain where that it's like, okay, well, we got a problem with the murder hornets, got to surround my house, need the praying mantises, okay? We got too many rats. Rats will eat the other rats.
They'll take care of themselves.
Yes.
Yep. So did you order some rats?
To eat each other.
To put in the moat?
No, because I don't have a rat problem here.
Eh?
But if I had a rat problem, all you'd have to do is keep the lids on your trash cans and keep them from burrowing into stuff. But and then you do have to, at that point, get snakes. A lot of times people here kill rattlesnakes, and I say, would you rather have one snake once in a while or 400 rats?
I'd rather have snakes, for sure.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Yeah. So it's okay to have a rattlesnake here and there.
So you get a mongoose then?
To eat the snakes?
Yeah.
No, because mongooses are their own monster as well. They introduced those to Hawaii and now
you guys are making classic early 1900s mistakes with like trying to balance
the
ecosystem
all over the world.
Yeah, to fit your own needs.
Yeah.
Well, what eats a mongoose then?
Oh, see, you're going down the slippery slope like a fox or something.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope. Next thing you know, everything's dead.
All right.
And you've got one thing that just now terrorizes you.
Okay. So the question is, What yes. eats a cicada? Because it's 2020 and it's time for the cicadas to come back. They come back every 17 years, but I feel like this just happened. Maybe this is a sign of my age. Didn't we just have the cicadas come back?
Dude,
that was 2003.
It could have been this. 2003 doesn't seem that long ago.
If things are coming back huge from 2003, I'm all in. That was my.
I don't think that
was that your year.
Yeah,
that was Rob's year.
Yeah,
when you peaked. That's a good year to peak at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I read a story about this whole situation, and I read the comments. And the one thing I noticed in all the comments that I read is that it's very nostalgic. A lot of people remember what it was like to have them and the sounds they made and sitting out on their porch at night. I didn't hear stories of like people being consumed by, millions of these coming and all of a sudden all that's left is bones. Like they just,
like you have to run to your car as you're seeing like cicadas climbing out the nostrils of a dead human, laying on the ground. You're like, should I stop and help or do I get to my car? Yeah, no, that's not how it goes with the cicadas. But I do remember just the hum of them just like all around. And as you walk, they would kind of quiet down if you got too close and then start up again.
Mm-hmm.
It really feels like we're in some type of biblical time, like Old Testament style, doesn't it? This year, 2020 is the return of the Old Testament pestilences.
No.
Not until all the rivers turn to blood.
No, it's just, it might seem that way, but these types of events, I mean, every 17 years, you can put that on your calendar. This isn't a surprise. This isn't a shock that this is happening. It just happens to be taking place during a pandemic, which they also occur with quite often with some regularity. So
So measured,
stop looking
Danny.
For signs.
Yeah. Boy, what should we do for 2037 when the cicadas are back? How will we celebrate?
If we're still podcasting and best online friends at that point, then we will travel via our artificial sex bots. Mm-hmm. You know, like they'll travel for us as we stay comfortable at home. And we'll just spend so much time out there on this virtual porch at night listening and talking about them. It'll be super cute.
Yeah. Tyson, remember when you were all amped up about the eclipse?
The eclipse was awesome.
Yeah. The eclipse is awesome, dude. And
if the eclipse happened today.
Yeah.
That starts to seem biblical.
That's some real Old Testament stuff.
Yeah, that's Old Testament stuff.
I would, if I had $1-2 million somehow in some crap show contest.
Yes.
I would have spent all of that money chasing
eclipses.
Total eclipses the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
It was something else, Rob.
Rob.
Oh, no. We're going to eclipse shame him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you should have traveled
Island,
to see it.
And then you were going to see
it. Yeah. Pitcairn Karen Island. That might have been last year. Maybe it's this. I think
happened.
Last year. Yeah.
They didn't get a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
It didn't. Cicadas.
Well, because total eclipses happen quite regularly. You just have to go to the middle of the ocean many times or to the southern tip of South America or somewhere. So as long as you're willing to travel, you could see a total eclipse every, couple years.
Okay. Tyson, since you are so aware of the food chain, who are the winners and losers of cicadas coming back? Who's getting eaten and who's going to feast on cicadas?
Well, I think plants are probably the loser, right? Don't cicadas eat plants?
Said plants, trees, orchids.
Yeah. So plants are definitely the losers, but maybe that's the cycle, the 17-year cycle. Winners are the predatory bugs, dude.
Birds
are big winners. Rodents probably eat those things too. Lizards, you're looking at little reptiles eating all of that.
Cannibal rats.
It will help the cannibal rats for sure.
This is the answer to the prayer the cannibals rats have been giving.
Yeah, the cannibal rats, that they got a prayer mating ball together and ended up wishing for the cicadas to come back.
And hump these cicadas into existence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the beets that we're planning for the great beet off of 2020 going to be okay? Because they're underground.
I don't know.
They'll be fine. Yeah, so I don't think cicadas can get underground, but they might eat the leafy parts.
It came to my attention last night. So We do a on Monday nights. We've been doing a patron trivia night, and there was a question about which of these food items mentioned on the podcast this week does not have a national holiday. And it was beets, spaghetti, shrimp, or taffy. There it turns out there is no national holiday for beets, and I feel like that this should coincide the beat off when you and Danny eat as many beets as possible. Should
on National Beet Day.
It should be the first inaugural National Beet Day.
Yeah, or and beet off show, day.
Well, yeah, and it can show the statue that we erect. We'll show Tyson, you know, feeding a beet into his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And but, you know, one of us would probably have to die.
Should I be
really
cupping two
some
beets,
attention.
Do you think?
Two beets, yeah.
Yeah.
To show that you can really pound them.
Yeah, really stick two
without
beets
any
in
hesitation.
My mouth at the same time. And then, yeah, I think that would be wise to do that. So we'd have National Beet Off Day in September 12th.
Why September 12th?
Because you can't steal the 11th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. True. You're going to put it a day after that?
Just to lift people's spirits, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to do it somewhere in like January, February, so people have something to look forward to.
No, it's be cold. You can't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're inside.
When is the beet harvest?
Yeah.
Some hot beets will really warm your spirit.
You got to find out when the beet harvest is.
Okay, beet harvest.
Oh, you're looking it up.
Yeah. There is a mascot in a Utah high school that is the beet diggers, that because sugar beets used to be a thing that you'd make sugar out of.
Yeah, so I think it's probably the fall is the harvest.
Let's just assume it is.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yes. Because there's some talk about sugar beets also.
You know, Thanksgiving is kind of a holiday for beets, is it not? Do you not eat beets at Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
you can. Yeah. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. So that's its holiday.
Yeah.
What, maybe do it in November.
Early November?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about in lieu of Halloween, Danny? Kill two birds with one
stone. Like, yeah, it looks like blood. I would rather that we have a beet holiday than Halloween.
Yeah.
Can't we have both? Because then what will we... Oh, you think do beet day on the 31st?
31st. Give me something to celebrate.
Nice. Yeah.
Even though I hate beets.
Yeah.
For now, but I think after the beet off, you'll develop a taste for them.
That has happened. I started drinking Dr. Pepper because it was gross already. And I was like, if I'm going to have to buy a bottled beverage, which is always gross, I might as well buy one that's already gross rather than buying one I already appreciate.
Why is a bottled beverage gross?
I'm getting this.
So plastic bottles always make Coke taste gross, right?
It's not as good. It's better from
aluminum. It's not as good. So I thought, if I'm going to buy a plastic bottle, that's the only option. I'm going to buy a soda I already don't like.
So it doesn't ruin the sodas you love.
Yes. So I bought Dr. Pepper. And then eventually, yes, I did gain a taste for Dr. Pepper through the
plastic
bottles.
And that's how you think Dr. Pepper has existed all these years, is people are buying it in plastic at first just because they don't want to taint their favorite sodas. Yeah. Interesting.
So the same could happen to beets. I could in the beet off, eat so many that it flips a switch, a beet switch in my head. And all of a sudden, I just like, gobbling them down all the time.
Yeah, you can't get enough of them.
Can't get enough.
Coming this November beet. And we don't want to the beet down.
I like beat off better.
The winner of the beat off.
Because it's a head-to-head match.
Yeah.
And you can have all the pro beet eaters from around the world. And you sit face-to-face on a table, and then you advance to the next round.
I thought we had beat this subject pretty hard last week. I can't believe we've revived it.
People love it.
We're flogging it.
We're selling tickets.
It doesn't need to be in person either. It could be each guy is just in front of his camera on a laptop. And then
so we can do this whenever.
You both could.
We could both be beating off together at the same time, face to face.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So cicadas are coming back. Tyson says, don't worry too much.
I think they're, it's going to be kind of, it's a lot of bugs.
Problems. Yeah.
Yeah. There's bigger problems. It's a lot of bugs, but they're harmless. And they don't love people, but they're so loud, dude. I think that if you are sensitive to that stuff, you're going to be driven insane because there's no escaping the sound of the cicada if they come through your town.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah.
People throwing themselves through windows.
Yes, exactly.
I can't take it.
Danny, what about the murder hornets? Are they going to be able to tolerate this cicada outbreak?
No. I wonder if cicadas would eat a murder hornet. I mean, they're hungry, you know?
Cicadas don't eat bugs. They eat plants.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't do enough research.
Yeah.
I don't know either, but you said that the losers
eat bees. Would they eat a cicada?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. But I think they just eat a certain part of the bee. I don't think so.
They take the brain stem or something back to their young.
Yeah.
And I don't think they eat them. They use it to nourish their young, which is always a more terrifying thing. Like if someone's like, we don't eat you humans, but we do like to harvest your organs for our locusts. You're like, dude, that's worse. I'd prefer that you ate me.
Yeah, just eat me right on the spot instead of dragging my innards back.
Don't drag my corpse to put into the hive so that when the young hatch, they can feast upon my...
Upon the fungus that's growing off of your dead organs. Listen, let's wrap this up with the cicadas. Annoying, annoyingly loud, sure. Dangerous, no. Something to worry about, not really. Let's just get
final word
it.
Right there.
Let's just get through it. Can I ask a quick question, Tyson? When I was a kid, that there used to be like, I find a lot of times like sort of like a locust shell, like on trees often. And I don't know if this was during one of those years. Is that a dead locust or is that, do they sort of molt into a new skin?
Yeah, they molt into a new skin. They have an exoskeleton like all insects do, and they molt that skin when they grow too big for their current exoskeleton.
Okay.
An exoskeleton... is their structure is on the outside, their hard shell, their hard casing. You know that.
I don't know that.
We have an inner skeleton. So our body is built around the skeleton from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And insects have exoskeletons.
Okay.
So they don't have bones inside them. Their bones are their outside hard shell.
All right. Thank you for dropping the knowledge.
Did you with Tyson?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, we talked a couple of weeks ago about Elon Musk had a baby that had an unpronounceable name. They've updated that, and now the baby is just being known as X.
Well, I think that's its first name, right? That's kind of like the change they made.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with this baby is when the baby's 12, it's going to name itself. No, when the baby's 12, the baby's going to name itself like Rainbow Sparkles Nards. And that's going to be like the name.
Oh, Nards. Like, I like that.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mr. Nards.
It's just like Peekaboo Street, the skier from like the 90s or early 2000s or whatever. She gave herself her own name at like age 4. And so that's what's going to happen is this child is eventually, unless they came up with a nickname that is catchy and liked by people who are addressing this child, the child's going to come up with its own thing.
Yeah, X is cool. It's fine.
X is fine, yeah.
Yeah, people think it's short for like Xavier.
Yeah.
It might look a little weird on forms. Like, are you refusing to give me your first name, sir?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you just put an X.
Redacted.
Cool signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's redacted, exactly. Like the police, when you sign your ticket, it's going to be like, whoa, dude, no, you can't, you have to sign here or whatever. It just seems like legally this might cause some issues in the future.
Yeah. Just seems like what is going on with like, is there a birth certificate here? Like if you have a baby, you give it a name and then that's it.
You can wait. You don't have like, to name it instantly. Doing?
They could have announced the name, but not officially filed the name.
You can wait a while before you name your child.
I didn't know it was like a Twitter handle where you just like change it to whatever you feel like at any point.
Oh, you can't do that when you're verified.
Oh, once you're locked in. You lose
that check mark, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I could
be
wrong.
The baby's probably verified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the baby is probably verified. Going to have to keep its at least its Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Danny, are you somebody who struggles with making decisions or are you very much like you are very resolute in terms of you know what you want to do and there's not much going back and forth for you?
I'd like to think that I'm the kind of person who, you know, narrows my options and then just chooses one.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't sit there. Whereas the woman I'm married to.
Go on.
Oh my gosh. Never ceases to discuss her options. She could definitely use what you're about to talk about.
Okay. Well, a new study from the University of Chicago says that people are happier when they leave their decisions to the flip of a coin.
Perfect. Totally makes sense.
I love it. I love it. I think, you know, it's it gives you a clear, like, there we go. And then you don't have to question back and forth. You just do it. A lot of these decisions really in the grand scheme probably don't matter. And you're probably going to be fine making a decision either way.
So,
exactly. By the time you flip in the coin, you've narrowed down your options to almost all the options are acceptable and are pretty close in terms of how they'll end up with you being happy. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like you've already narrowed it down. This is what I always tell Liz. I'm like, no, you've got three options, four options. Those are all good. You could pick any of them. You could have anybody pick one of them and it would still turn out and make you happy.
Yeah. I think there's a lot to this where it makes sense, where if I make a bad decision, I'm beating myself up. Why did I watch that movie?
B-E-E-T.
I
see what you're saying, Rob. Yeah.
And now I flipped the coin, like, all right, well, I guess I have to do it. I didn't decide this. This wasn't
that
my call.
That stupid coin. Yeah. That's all the coin's fault.
Not me.
I went to that strip club because the coin told me to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, yeah. That's true.
I wasn't going to. Wasn't me.
The coin did.
Blame the coin.
Get mad at the coin. You know, then the coin takes on a lot of power.
It really does. But the thing is,
basically,
it's like,
it becomes your god.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people pray for these decisions all the time and they don't get any answer. And so to have this instead of being like, no answer was my answer.
Why don't we make an app that is like a virtual coin flip?
They probably
load up all the questions.
Yeah.
And what about a magic eight ball? Would a magic eight ball also be?
What about one, Danny?
Yeah, what about one? Rob has one in his hand as we speak.
So why
this
is
one,
it?
This one is
why
a slightly used
it,
one, Danny.
Yeah, why aren't you using it to make your big decisions? Because it's got to be as good as a coin flip.
Well, maybe
right?
I do. Maybe I do.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, I don't think that the important decisions in life, I think you got to use your brain. There's a reason that we have brains, probably. And so I think utilize your brain to come up with your best interest. But some decisions just don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And those ones you can leave to a coin flip rather than stress over them. So if there's ones where you're deliberating back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it's not important, it's not going to change the course of your life. Why not just use a coin flip, get it over with, and make your decision? Because there's a lot. It's like going out to eat. It's like if I know somebody and I know their taste, I know they're going to choose a decent restaurant. Then I don't care where we go because every menu is going to have something that I'm going to enjoy on it.
This is great because now I'm going to use the coin where my wife says, like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, all right, heads is pizza, tails is sushi. Okay. Up. You know,
like it.
Hey, don't blame me. That was the coin. So I'm making a decision.
And she'll yell at the coin.
But I have some plausible deniability here.
Here's a good quote from this study.
Getting the blame.
Society teaches us quitters never win and winners never quit. Mm-hmm. But in reality, the data from my experiment suggests we would all be better off if we did more quitting. That I'm going to, if I ever give a commencement speech, that line is going into it.
Wouldn't Danny be great to give a commencement speech, Tyson?
He would be great.
Could you give one now for the graduating seniors, Danny?
Oh, my gosh. How could I compete with all of the great commencement speeches coming out of Hollywood and Washington, D.C.? I wouldn't dare.
He wouldn't dare. Not this year.
Yeah. Not this year.
Yeah.
Now, if things are really bad next year, you can call on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson, I will give you.
I think you would be a great person to give. Maybe you should give one on Instagram.
Maybe I should. I would be good, but I don't give away that stuff for free.
But I feel like that the young people would listen to you where, you know.
Yeah, they do. I have a lot of young listeners and I appreciate them and I give advice when I can. But my advice maybe is not correct, but it worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have always going along the lines of quitting more often. I've always been a solid no man.
No man.
I say yes to new experiences. But if there's something I definitely don't want to do, I don't say maybe. I don't say yes because of guilt. I say no because it's easier to say no once and have an awkward moment than to say maybe 100 times and keep getting hassled for it, or
You're
to so say right. yes and then come up with an excuse.
So right.
saying no is maybe a minor discomfort for 15 seconds. But once you say no, it's all done.
Whereas, is that your commencement speech?
Yeah.
Did you just give it?
Be a no man.
Be a no man.
Be a
nice.
No man.
That's a good way to start. That yeah. grabs attention. People are now listening. What does he mean? Be a no man.
Yeah.
And then you've got okay. him with that little story. You're done. Yes. Everybody's happy.
Here's what good I'm going to do, Tyson. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to say, hey, I recently have found that I am a much happier when I let this coin make all my decisions. So this thing that you are suggesting to me sounds interesting. Gonna consult the coin and then get a double no-sided coin. And then,
ooh,
up, tails, yeah.
Then the coin's like in control. The then you avoid that no. 15 seconds.
You know what then this reminds me of?
Yes. Yeah.
This reminds Herb me of a SpongeBob episode.
Oh, which one?
With the conch.
Okay.
When they ask the conch, and things just work out great for SpongeBob and Patrick when they consult the magic conch, whereas Squidward refuses to participate in the conch queries, and his life just spirals out of control.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good evidence right okay, there.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something.
Use that coin, that no coin, and use it all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
And
that's
on
genius.
Amazon.com, double-tailed quarter, $7.95, free shipping. Boom.
Why would you get a double tail?
Because you'd say heads is yes,
heads
tails is
it.
No.
Tails, no.
You're not letting the coin work its magic if you're
no,
already
taking it. What he's doing is he's a step ahead. He's being a no man without actually having to step up to the plate of being the no man. So instead of Danny, being like, hey, Tyson, do you want to help me move on Saturday? And me say, no. Instead, he can be like, let me consult the coin.
But
yeah, let me see what
look,
the coin says.
I'm talking from a pure coin man perspective. And what I'm saying is that he's ruining the coin game. I know what he's doing. I know exactly what he's doing. But
he's
as
not,
a coin purist.
You?
He's not yes. ruining the coin game. He's improving the no man game. So
yes.
there's not even any discomfort.
So we're talking about two different things.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
He's using the coin to take the blame for saying
yes.
no. I understand that.
Yes.
But I'm saying
yes.
we're talking about using a coin to make your decisions and you'll be happier. Well, then he's not doing that.
Oh, right. I'll be happier if I get to say no to everything I don't want to do, Danny. Trust me on that
yeah.
one.
There you go.
But this doesn't need the coin. You just say no like Tyson.
Yeah.
I know you use the coin, so the coin will take the blame.
Yeah.
The coin is the fall guy.
But I say yes to things because I don't want people to think that I'm a bad guy.
Yeah, we all do that. Although I do it less every year.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. I think
eventually no
older,
one will be talking
as you get
to me.
Older. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. All right. But I'm going to use the coin thing. I'm going to use the coin thing. Is there any particular coin that is better or worse for this, Danny?
I think
like
a
half
bigger
dollar
the
better
coin,
than a penny?
I think so. Yes.
Hmm.
It feels like it carries more gravitas. You know, when you've got a big heavy coin, you're
yeah.
like, oh, the weight of the decision is equal to the weight of the coin.
Let's see. What about a giant coin? How big of a coin can I get on Amazon?
Well, we don't want it to be comical. You don't want like a giant fake, you know,
yeah.
coin.
I don't need like
it's got to be a
pan.
Real coin.
Yeah.
yeah. Like everyone who's handled it has rubbed off a little magic onto that coin.
Oh,
you're going to need
okay.
that magic
when
flipping it.
How about a 3-inch jumbo penny?
No, that's a comical coin.
That's too
you're
comical?
Not taking the coin seriously. yeah.
Serious?
You need a real coin.
It looks like the quarter. The double-tailed quarter is perfect.
Yeah, double-tailed quarter. Danny is saying that I shouldn't get a 3-inch penny.
No. Dude,
yeah.
You're not taking the coin seriously if you're buying a 3-inch
nickel.
3-inch penny. No, it's got to be a real coin. It's got to be a coin minted in some...
If it's too big, you're not going to carry that around
somewhere.
All the time.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe I visit a country that has like comically large coins.
Most of them. Switzerland has the 5-franc coin that I've talked
oh,
about.
Oh, that's right.
That
yeah,
I
I've
love.
Got a 5-franc I could send you.
okay.
Although with the exchange rate,
boy,
I'd be giving
I'm
you like $10.
This has changed
yeah,
my life. I'm so pumped up for this.
Yeah.
This would be a great episode on Quibi, the man who makes all his decision by coin.
I'm in so much angst that blame it all on the coin.
Yeah.
Do it. Document it.
Yes. I like it.
I'm interested.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, okay. Let's talk about some TV news. All right. TV show premiered over this weekend. Labor of Love. Danny, have you seen anything about this?
Oh, I've got it TiVo'd.
Yes.
Do people still TiVo? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think they do. I'm going to add it to mine right now, to my queue.
Here's the great line for this. Skip the dating, go straight to the baby making. Ooh, exciting.
Is that really the tagline?
Sounds intriguing, but...
Yes. Go on.
So there's a woman, she is 41 years old, and she is going to get a sample from these 15 different men, and then one is vying for the opportunity to then be the person to fertilize,
pay child support,
this woman's eggs. What I don't know about the show, and I did not see the episode which aired, which we do have coverage on our wrap ups with Amy and Haley and special guest Kirsten McInnes, is what does the winner get? Like, what is the prize?
They get release.
It gets to be on TV.
The release has happened, Tyson.
It's already happened.
It's happened. Yes, it's happened. They've been given a cup. They get to see their offspring born.
They get to see what their offspring looks like mixed with this woman's DNA.
You know, this is for her, this is a safe bet, because a lot of times when you go through clinics, you're just getting the guy who runs the clinic, his
doctor.
Like, so here she at least gets to see exactly it is who's donating. And if I were her, I would request that you get to see the donation in person, because you don't want to mess it up and be like, find out later that it was, came from some clinic and that guy fathered 150 people. You could go to Starbucks. There's a guy I know who's going to Starbucks and giving this for
you
free.
You think the woman should get the closed circuit camera footage of the sample?
Yes, for sure. You went through all of this work to pick out a specific individual. And as it's happened a lot of time at these clinics, that's what they do. I don't know if they flip through a booklet or whatever. And then it ends up just being the guy who runs the clinic gives you his sample.
Yeah.
So it's like just to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I talk to Dr. Baborka Bork? No, he's actually in the back organizing the samples again.
Again.
This show is kind of weird. I think... I don't know enough about it. Is the man going to share custody of the child?
I don't believe so.
Is he completely out of the picture? And
sounds like
so. Then when this child grows up, is this child going to watch this show and be like, "Oh, that's my dad"?
Yeah.
Like, what is
that? Kind of cheapen.
Seems a little damaging to a lot of parties.
Seems damaging to the kid. Who's like,
well,
wait,
and the dad, it's like, yes. So you just had a baby with this 41-year-old stranger on TV, and now, is this baby going to grow up to be Truman from The Truman Show?
Your dad's been making donations.
I think the show's probably going to be canceled soon.
Yeah, before we find out who actually inseminated her, but after she gets inseminated, so, in person, so we're just going to be like...
Yeah, the kid will never know.
The kid will never know. He'll watch the show and it's canceled. He's like, how do I get my hands on the rest of the footage?
Yeah. Tyson, do you know that a Survivor alumni is one of the contestants on this?
No.
Yes.
Who?
Which one of these guys?
Dr. Marcus from Gabon. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with that guy?
I mean, he's the guy whose Ding Dong came out on the show.
That's his previous claim to fame. So this guy is really that he's sort of on the same trajectory. He's only interested in being on TV shows where he gets to have his maximum exposure.
Member.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go on this show.
Yeah. Does not look like it really killed in the ratings. Looks like...
What?
Did this have less than a million viewers on Thursday night? Is that possible?
Thank God, dude. not everything is wrong in the world.
Yeah.
If we can kill this show and Quibi in 2020, then it won't be a complete waste of a year.
That's true. We have done some great work as a group.
Yeah. Wow. That seems really rough.
Yeah.
Is that bad? Great. I mean,
yeah.
It's under so a million on network acceptable. TV. Yeah. Even if it's distorted, you have to have at least like a few million, right, Rob?
You would think so. Yeah.
Good shows don't get a few million.
A great show gets tens of millions.
What show's getting tens of millions? That's recent. Yeah. That's modern within the last 5 years. I don't think they're
X Factor, maybe.
Yeah, Danny, it was a soft debut for Labor of Love with 910,000 viewers.
Ouch, dude.
Gosh, if only she could have convinced 90,000 or so more people to watch.
It should have just been a one-episode special.
Or they should have just put it on Quibi.
Yeah,
I mean,
Quibi. And they would have made they would have made $500 million to do this on Quibi.
And they could have shown Dong,
and it would have and only maybe a hundredth of the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of having 900,000, you'd only have 90.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go through a platform like Quibi or Netflix, they don't publish, so you're not publicly ridiculed when it's shown that you've only had so many viewers. So that's the true. Safe thing about going onto one of those platforms.
Yeah,
you can blame it on anything like production, ownership. It's like they didn't want to cooperate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's not like this podcast where everything's public. So everybody knows we have 200 to 300,000 downloads per episode.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
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 So people were not clamoring to find out what was going on with Dr. Marcus and the Labor of Love.
Yeah, what channel is this on? Fox. Where can I watch? Oh, Fox.
Fox.
Yeah. Fox. Yeah. I see that.
It did.
Remember when they had The Simpsons? That was the last great thing that they got.
I think
they
still have The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. My kids are watching The Simpsons, and I caught them watching like 20 something season. I'm like, hey, don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah, stop.
Go back. And it's funny because my 7-year-old took my advice. He's like, okay. And when I saw him later, I'm like, what season do you watch? He's like, I'm watching 3. I'm like, okay, that's a good
story. No, 3's too early. I think you got to start with like 7 or 8.
I thought
something.
6. I told him 6, but he jumped in at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was he took my advice, which was more surprising than anything else.
Did he flip
else.
A coin?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He might have coin.
Yeah.
He'll live a happy life if he does.
I'm going to consult with the coin.
Consult the
mind.
Coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a double tails nickel? No. Okay.
Let me see the coin.
Let me see the coin.
Why is it so gigantic? It's just how money is now, Dad.
Yes, yes. It's easier to sterilize. Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Let me see.
What do you think?
Yes.
Yes. You want to flip a coin?
I am.
He looks ready.
Oh.
Just spread that bolt hole and
let
us in.
Should we just skip the song?
Dude,
where's my nickel?
Yeah, flip your nickel
coin
and see.
About this song. I don't even have a coin. How can I make decisions?
I have one.
Yeah, I don't carry a lot of change on my person. Yes.
It's a no on the song.
No.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'd like to see. Is that a double-tailed coin, Tyson?
Double-tailed quarter?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's.
I think you should just play the song because that's what we're all more comfortable with.
Okay.
There we go.
It's like lube for the ears.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal emotion.
Very good.
It relaxes me. If I ever get big time, like I do a commencement speech, I'm gonna be like, hey, before I talk, I need this song to be played.
You should walk out to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be awesome. You know what song I'm the opposite. If when I do a commencement speech, I want to be pumped so that I'm like frothing at the corners of my mouth and like flecks of spit as
song?
I speak. The intro music to The Last Dance.
I don't even know.
What song is that?
Oh, dude. I don't know how, but it's
Tribe
just like.
Called Quest?
No. Do you know The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary?
Oh, the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, where the song comes like, yeah, and then it's just like Jordan for three, and it's like mixed, and it just always pumps me up. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, I gotta go win something right now and defeat my enemy. Who is my enemy?
Yeah,
and it's and then I'm just like, oh, yeah, settle in. That music pumps me up for some.
Yeah, it's like the it's like the really long intro to like some other song that on Alan Parsons project.
You think
musical
that's what it
cocaine?
Is?
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think it's its own. I think they created that music for.
Guys,
you tell me what the song is, and I'm going to put it on my Jock Jams volume 90 million.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
They sing.
I want to talk about something we haven't talked about recently.
It's the eye in the it's the song The Eye in the Sky.
Okay, by
Alan Parsons Project.
Dang, dude. Smart.
I'm in the comments. I'm reading I knew it was part of another song, but I couldn't tell you the name off the top of my head.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it.
All right.
Danny.
Yeah. Guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Did we play the song already, or do you want to play the song, Rob, for the
We already did. I want to talk about something we haven't talked about in a really long time, which is crazy.
Ooh, let's guess. What haven't we talked about in a really long time, Tyson?
Beets. Beets. Eating beets.
Nope, not beets.
The Galactic.
I think last time we talked about it involved Jose Canseco.
Oh, UFOs?
Bigfoot.
No, but close.
Aliens.
No, close, but no, Jose Canseco, if you paid him, what was it, $1,000 or $10,000, he would take you to go find
Bigfoot.
The Squatch.
Sasquatch.
The Squatch.
Are you saying that Bigfoot is not Sasquatch?
Are you saying that they're different people and that he's right?
I'm saying that Bigfoot and Sasquatch are the same thing.
Okay.
And I will be referring to him from here on out as the Squatch. Because I prefer that. And it turns out that
describing his musk like you often do?
I do. I can only imagine what his musk would be like. It would make an amazing perfume for men to wear while doing manly things. Now, the Squatch, I don't know who pays for these surveys. It kind of blows my mind that these get made. But 3,500 people were surveyed. And it turns out that 1 in 10 of those people believe in the Squatch. One in ten. So go to the grocery store, count 10 people. One of those 10 believes that the Squatch is wandering the wooded hillsides, most likely of Oregon or Washington State.
10%?
Yeah. 1 in 10 Americans believe that Bigfoot is a real living creature.
Wow. That's, 1 in 10. I would say that if somebody were to approach me in the grocery store and be like, hey, do you think Bigfoot's real? My answer would be like, I'm hopeful just because that would be rad, but probably not because we have no real firm evidence.
1 in 10 sounds low to me, Tyson. I feel like I see studies all the time of like people believe this conspiracy theory, this hoax.
Okay, that's different.
40%. You believe in Bigfoot 10%? Really? That's it?
I think so. Dude, if the Squatch was a bigger story, if more people believed in him, if he had more sightings, it would be a bigger news story. The last story wouldn't have involved Jose Canseco a year ago, maybe even a year and a half ago. It's like, that sounds about right. 10%. Now, Rob, what you've pointed out is another thing that came up in this survey, and that is that almost 30% of people surveyed believe that extraterrestrials have visited humans on Earth.
That sounds low to me, too.
30%?
30%. 1 in 3 people.
That sounds hot.
Believe
that aliens have visited humans on Earth.
That means one of us three has a firm belief in the fact that aliens have come here and interacted with humans.
Yeah.
Yo.
Not just that they exist.
Is it you, Rob?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Sounds like it. He's like, how come more people don't believe like me? Just use the coin to.
I mean, to have just it. One time it happened.
Sure.
Didn't we just release all of this UFO footage?
Yeah, but we don't care about that anymore because there's more things going on in the world.
Okay,
yeah, murder hornets.
That in the history of the universe, that no advanced civilization ever stopped here to check out what was going on.
Why would they?
I don't know. I'm not saying yes, I believe that happened. I'm saying that could or could not. But until an alien comes up to me and like interacts with me, I'm going to be a little bit skeptical.
I think it's more reasonable to say, hey, it probably happened once than to say adamantly, no, impossible. It could have never happened.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I'm not saying either. I'm saying...
Well, put me down as a 1 in 3 that thinks it's more likely that it didn't happen than it didn't.
No, it's not about more likely. It's do you believe?
Yeah, that means in a court of law, when questioned, you will say on record, you know, in fear of perjury, that yes, you believe aliens have visited humans.
If you put a gun to my head and said, has an alien life form ever visited the Earth, I would say
and the gun will only operate based on... Yeah, that's if you were a betting man, which you are, I've seen you bet before, you would say Rob has placed bets before.
Is this a
Rob?
Crazy
I put a gun.
Yeah,
Rob, I put a gun against your head. Does Sasquatch exist?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. So that's all we needed. Danny, gun to head. Have aliens come to Earth?
Gosh, gun to head. You want the truth? You have a lie detector on my finger or chest, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I would probably, risking gunshot, I'm with you, Tyson. I don't think all the evidence is there. But in this scenario, I would probably say yes.
Okay. You know what?
And all right. We're not so crazy now.
And I actually would probably have to say yes.
Let's go to Area 51 and let's go check out what's going on once the whole quarantine is over.
Let's see them aliens.
From Area 51, 2020.
Oh, man.
It's embarrassing to say because it's like this scenario of the gun to the head and the lie detector test.
Yeah.
It's like... Okay, that's kind of what I believe at the end of the day, but really what I'm hoping for is more evidence.
Yeah.
You know, probably in public.
But if I'm not going to get it, I'm going to have to, you know, say probably. But also, Sasquatch, probably not. I think we've had enough time here on planet Earth to find a large animal in the woods when we're discovering stuff that lives like 35 miles down in the ocean.
Yes.
I think we're...
And we all carry 4K. Phone, you know, like 4K video on our phones. If you can't give me something better than footage that looks like it was shot 50 years ago, it's like, don't tell me you shot this with your phone because my phone is shooting quality video and people are still shooting grainy video of Sasquatch barely visible behind the trees. Come on.
Yeah.
You'd be spotted
with their,
all the trail cams,
Motorola Razor.
Yeah. Yeah. All the trail cams, all the ring cameras, all of the video cameras, all of the aerial drones, satellite. It's like, dude, he is not hiding anywhere for this long.
I just think 10% is low compared to some of the other things that people believe. 10% for Sasquatch feels like that. You could get a PR team working on that.
Yeah.
I feel that's high.
You think that Sasquatch or you think that the Bigfoot gift shop in Northern California should start doing some.
I'm just saying, I see polls all the time. 37% of Americans believe. What? Yeah. This seems low.
You know, where did they survey these
72% of Americans would punch themselves in the face really hard for $50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Danny.
Wow. We settled some questions.
Yes.
Here today.
Okay. Yeah, we sure did. About ourselves. I know more about myself. I'm going to leave this room a different person than I was. And I may not even be a no man anymore. I don't know. I have to go and reevaluate everything I've done up to this point in my life.
Okay. Jose Canseco calls you. Tyson, will you go look for Sasquatch with me?
Hells yeah, I'm going to go with Jose Canseco.
Oh, for sure, man. Can I come along?
You have to come because I'm not going with Jose Canseco anywhere by myself, dude.
You don't want to be in a camper van at night with Jose Canseco.
No, separate campers. But we really should. Rob, if I can get Jose Canseco to do a guy's trip camp out with us three and him in somewhere on the outskirts of Vegas, are we all doing this?
When?
Is this a Sasquatch search?
Yeah.
It could be if that's what he's willing to do.
Be honest, I'm more open to it now than I was 3 months ago.
Okay. Because of your belief in aliens.
No, because of the time spent with my family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody in a PR representative who could reach out to Jose for us? Because it's not going to look right if we reach out ourselves.
Yeah, we don't have a publicist that we need.
If we have a publicist, yeah. If we have a publicist willing to reach out to Jose for us on our behalf, that's going to look way more pro than me being like, I'm my own publicist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a cool move.
Yeah, tell them there's two verified accounts and one unverified account.
They can guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, great work here today. Covered a lot of ground.
Yes, we did.
Danny, what do you want to tell people to check out over on Mediocre Amateur? What are you working on?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just trying to get somewhere other than my house.
Well, do one from your house.
That's what I did. The last video I did was basically from my house. But I'm headed out hopefully soon, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. It's just I tried to go somewhere a week ago and it didn't work out. And it's just it's a weird world mm-hmm. out yeah. there.
It's a limbo.
Beyond your neighborhood. It is.
Danny.
So check it out. Yeah, there'll be new stuff up soon.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. But also, I think we could get Matt and his helicopter in on this, and that might also lure Jose Canseco into
yeah, Matt would probably be in on that.
Well. Access to the helicopter.
Ozzy won't, but if, or Jose won't, but if we have access to a helicopter.
We don't want him on the front seat. If we're flying, he's in the back. Yeah,
he's in the back for sure. Is there enough for five people in that thing?
Yeah, Jose's kind of big, though.
Yeah,
would be
big.
Enough for us, because we're all kind of smaller guys.
Beefy guy.
But I feel like he might tip the scale when it comes to what the helicopter performance is. He's maybe a little too big.
Okay.
But you know what? Let's see. Let's roll the dice. I'm sure Matt would be willing to do a Sasquatch search with Jose Canseco. Yeah, flip your coin.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I am 100% serious. Publicists, whoever you are out there, get in touch with us. Get in touch with Jose. Let's make this happen.
Okay.
Boom.
Danny, so Liv in the chat says that Danny's background is so perfect. I want Puya to steal it. Are you letting people use your background for Zoom backgrounds?
And who's Puya?
Oh, heck yeah.
Puya, one of the podcasters on Rob is a podcast. Puya loves virtual backgrounds.
Oh.
This is all real.
Yeah,
beautiful
it is real.
Painting.
Yes.
I think I told the story. My wife goes to garage sales and buys so much stupid art. I'm not saying this is stupid. And then it just stacks up against the wall. She never hangs it.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally I'm like, you know, I'm going to hang it. Boom.
Looks great. I played poker with Michael Sarah last week. And his virtual background. Yeah, he's great. He was funny. His background, he has a virtual background of his exact area where he was sitting in daytime and nighttime. So, but it doesn't change it. Just the lighting behind him changes as he shifts it, which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. Yeah. He took a picture of the background of exactly where his computer was set up.
Mm-hmm.
So smart, I thought.
Yeah. Why? What's the point? Just to say that you have that?
Yeah. We were all doing virtual backgrounds, so I did one of the island, and I was like, this is probably representative of me. And he's like, I have one, and it's of just this room, but in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And he flipped it on, and it was everything was exactly in place,
mm-hmm.
just daytime. So, something to think about, guys.
Smart. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll come up with some virtual backgrounds in this room.
I think you should.
Yeah. Maybe like I'll have one with like my wife being like very supportive of like the podcast in the background. Right, honey? Yeah.
Yes.
Like nodding her head.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Just like a thumbs up. Yes. Dude, that would be perfect. Or your whole family all doing thumbs up. The two boys
smiling.
On one side, just smiling, thumbs up.
Yeah. Did another round of quarantine haircuts yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seen so many go bad.
Yeah.
I haven't done a quarantine haircut ever.
Well, yeah, I feel like that Rachel would have to really trust you to cut the girl's hair.
Well, Bergen and Marlo get cut bangs. They get their hair trimmed out of their faces because they have such cute little faces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, Danny, what's the next adventure for you? Other than the Jose Canseco thing, because we don't know the
I'll probably drive somewhere. I want to go to Banff. I want to go to Wyoming. I want to go to Washington State. But what will probably happen is I'll drive somewhere, drive a really long distance, get there, get ticketed or towed, and then just come home.
Oh,
okay. That'll be the adventure.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing. You the research necessary to find out if you can actually do a cool adventure somewhere is just beyond me. It's like contact the county sheriff to see if you can park on the side of the road because you can't park at the trailhead. And then you come back, your car's been towed, and that'll be exciting. So
I just get, we'll get
that's
it
an adventure
video.
Of itself. Yeah, get it all on video, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will, guys. Come on. Camera's always rolling, guys. Come
on. All right. The camera's always rolling on Instagram for Nature with Tyson, Tyson Apostle, verified on Instagram, Cameo, Tyson. Where else can people get more from Tyson?
Twitter. I think might be doing some Insta Lives this week sometime.
Whoa.
Yep.
Believe Do you it. Come in with a plan on the Instagram Live, or is it just you wing it?
We kind of wing it. Like, I did one with Parv, and I did one with Ethan. We had a little plan. Like, with Parv, I planned on talking all things peanut butter, and that was great. Mm-hmm. With Ethan, I planned on releasing the Piss Cave song.
Yes. No, that was awesome. That was huge.
Yeah, and then with I think I'm going to do one with Kim and with Michelle at some time in the future.
Yeah.
So, got that going on. And then, other than that, I've just got to watch this first episode of... artificial insemination of a human 41-year-old female.
Get it while you can.
Is that what it's called? I forgot what it was called.
Labor of love.
Labor of love.
Yeah.
I would have called it artificial insemination of a 41-year-old human female.
Yeah, it's really not about giving... It's not about childbirth.
Yeah, but it's about the insemination.
Oh, that's what Rob's saying. He's saying it's a dumb title.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it should be knocked up, but there's already a movie with that.
Yeah. Artificial insemination.
Artificial
AI.
Yeah.
AI.
Yeah. 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 That sounds trendy.
I like it.
Okay.
All right. Submit your nature videos, guys, because I share any of them. Videos are better. And if you can say, this is Nature with Tyson, tell us where you're at and what we're looking at.
Yes.
That's perfect. Yes. I love those.
You'll be getting one from me, Tyson. I can guarantee it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Danny Bryson here with Nature with Tyson. And I am looking at 85 bazillion cicadas.
Ladybugs.
Ladybugs. Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Great job, everybody. We'll be back next time. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.